like your texts. You're like, I'm a mile out. I'm here. I'm coming up the stairs. I'm almost here.
I'm sitting right next to you.
I'm at the door looking in the window at you. Hello.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Going great. I just like hurt my finger outside. Kind of bummed about it.
His money makers.
Yeah, those are money makers. Tell people what's going on. Who are you? Who are you people?
Shorthand.
My name is Marlon.
My real name is Scott.
Okay. File Dirk's in the studio. Yeah. We got Scotty Mac and Marlon here.
I also go by Astronomar.
Shorthand.
And you guys, what's happening? What's going on tonight? You guys just showed up randomly.
We are playing at the Alaskan Hotel from 10 to close.
And Monday night we're at the Alaskan from 9 to close.
This is a good question. So, you know, you guys play there. Do you choose to stay at the hotel or do you choose to stay at home?
I mean, depending on how
the night goes.
If my car gets drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we may stay at the hotel.
Yeah.
It's an option. It's always an option.
Yeah, it's always an option.
Normally, I like to end up at home.
Shout out to the Alaskan for taking care of us.
Respect.
Yeah, the Alaskan takes care of us.
Have you guys stayed in the haunted room?
No.
I think I have, yeah.
Have you heard about the haunted room?
I was too drunk to, notice anything.
I'm afraid of ghosts.
I'm afraid of ghosts, too, actually.
And the dark. So those, I mean.
You sleep with the light on?
No, I'm just kidding. I like complete darkness.
Wake up dead.
How you gonna turn up missing?
They're gonna find you missing.
You're gonna find you missing.
All right, File Dirk's in the studio. Really exciting. They're actually paid DJs, making a living off of picking music, right?
True.
Yeah.
So what's like a typical
kind of like you?
Yes.
You're a DJ also.
You're a DJ too.
Yeah. But the difference is you have an office, kind of.
This is kind of an office, yeah.
I don't have an office I go to. Well,
I have a couch in the living room.
I got a nice coffee table that I set up on sometimes.
I have Wi-Fi.
You guys have mobile offices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes my office is at Starbucks on 4th Avenue downtown Seattle.
Have you been DJing there?
No.
Oh.
I'm just saying my laptop.
Oh. Starbucks.
Coffee shop.
Weren't you telling me you were DJing at a salon? What was up with that?
Yeah, that's like a day job, like a part-time day job DJ.
Is it a big, it's like a hair salon?
Yeah.
It's like a big hair salon?
It's 7 salon.
Is it like hip-hop hair?
7 salon.
Afros and like afros and fades, flat tops.
Gumbies and all that goodness.
Get your extensions and rock out.
Get your hearted. No, it's like kind of like bougie. There's a location in Pacific Place, small, like downtown Seattle, and then one in Bellevue Square in Bellevue. And I play one day a week at each of them. And it's kind of fancy.
Is it kind of fun? Is it kind of cool?
It's cool. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's usually like 4.5 or 5 hours and just play music for people getting their haircut. It's it's pretty. It seemed, I don't know.
Songs about letting go.
Yeah. I play.
I like that.
Yeah. Basically like I play a lot of like slow house and kind of disco kind of stuff there.
Yeah.
A lot of digestible remixes.
Disco's great for hair, getting your hair did.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom got her hair cut one time when I was DJing and she's a new woman now? Trying not to dance while she was getting her hair cut. Like bobbing around. What?
Nothing. So Mar, what's up with you? What's your day like? Your DJ day life.
Shoot. Wake up around 11, make coffee, check my sites, reply to emails, listen to promos.
I just saw you have a tour coming up.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to Australia at the end of the month.
Sweet. Are you really excited about that?
I'm super excited.
He's on tour right now. We're on tour right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Always
on
tour.
Juneau, Alaska, baby.
Always on tour.
We out here.
So how did that tour come about?
Some promoters and touring agencies were interested in getting me down to Australia, and the response has been really good so far. So people are excited, and I'm excited.
You're worldwide.
I'm becoming international, I guess. You know, I'm spreading my wings.
Down under.
I just played Canada the other weekend. I played Calgary.
You better eat crocodile while you're there.
crocodile.
Or, well, don't people eat crocodile or alligator meat?
Isn't that more like Florida? I think that's more Florida.
They don't do that in Australia?
Isn't it like...
I don't know. They eat weird stuff in Australia.
Well, there's all kinds of crazy animals that don't exist anywhere else in the world.
True. True.
And that's what I'm excited for, is like... I want to go to like art museum and stuff like that. You know, like go check out the natural.
That would be
natural habitats.
That's exciting.
Not just the clubs.
You should try to see the Sydney Opera House. Wait, you're going to Sydney?
I'm going to Sydney. Yeah. Go.
So how long is your tour there?
I'm playing five dates. I'm gonna be there for like a little under 2 weeks.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm really stoked.
And then bigger plans coming up, like other...
Bigger than going to the other side of the world?
No, that's pretty big.
I'm playing on Jupiter.
Really?
For Christmas.
Well, maybe let's play some of your guys' music and come back, because you guys are just clearly just waking up. how about this?
Not all of us wake up at 7, 8, well.
How about this Flume song, this Flume Insane? Is Sean Ma remix?
You should play the Diplo remix.
Diplo remix. Is that on your cloud?
It's on my SoundCloud, yes.
It
should be,
I think I just...
If you got a sound, it should be like on the top of my like spotlight page.
Where is that?
Scrolls.
What's that?
I'm just going to play this or play one of these.
Wait. No. Play the Diplo one. It's like brand new. It's not even out yet.
Where is it?
DJ Fresh.
The very, very top.
Is this that one? DJ Fresh?
Yeah.
Okay.
DJ Fresh.
Is that Diplo clean?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
So that's not even out yet, you're saying?
Yeah, it comes out like on the 18th, I think.
What's up with that track?
So it's a Diplo and DJ Fresh track. And I had like a super early like unreleased like demo of the beat. And then I made a remix of it for my edit series called Untrapped, where like I take like trap songs and then like flip them into different genres.
Yeah.
And I made like a jungle edit of that song. And then I sent it to Diplo. And then, like, a couple days later, I got an email back with the Ministry of Sound guys, which is like, a huge dance label, saying they wanted to release it. So I, like, got the parts for the track and then, like, hooked it up, like, cleaner.
That's really exciting.
That's pretty crazy how
it all
came
together. What do you hear about that stuff? Do you just, like, jump around and, like, yeah, okay, and text everybody?
I kind of just think of, like, what I have to do next like, do something different, like, bigger
and
just kind of outdo myself. Trying to, you know.
That's really cool, Mark.
Pretty stoked.
Diplo.
That's fucking...
I really like Diplo. You're
freaking...
It's crazy.
And it's a pretty, like, huge, legendary dance label, so I'm pretty excited about that.
So when does that drop?
It comes out, like, August 18th, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay, well, what are you guys going to do tonight for us at the Alaskan? What's happening tonight?
We're going to play a lot of polka and some black metal.
Like, contemporary... urban folk rock.
Like, a lot of, like, Celtic folklore-based metal, I think. Okay. It's kind of, you know, like, pointy ears and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's kind of, like, you know.
I have a new record. It's The Sounds of Sweden.
You really?
No.
Swedish sounds.
Swedish sounds. Swedish. From the underground.
Swedish moods.
From so the Alps. Of,
Swedish moods tonight at the Alaskan. Yeah, starting moods. Like
Swedish
9 o'clock.
Yeah. 10.
And then
Celtic influence.
What's going on Monday? You guys going to do some Monday Night Raw?
We're doing Monday Night Raw.
Some hippity hops.
The all hip hop night that we've been doing for ages with open mic for MCs who would like to come participate.
Last one was
really cracking. It was really good.
It was
off the heezy.
Popping.
And then you're going to do a solo show next Friday?
Yeah, I'm playing next Friday at the Alaskan.
So you guys in town all week then?
I'm only here till Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here until... So I'm playing next Friday also, and then I fly to Anchorage. I'm playing at Chilkoot Charlie's on Saturday.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Traveling around. Picking songs.
Yeah, picking songs.
Picking songs.
That's pretty cool, right?
It's nifty. Yeah.
Getting paid to pick songs.
It's nifty.
It's kind of nifty.
Yeah.
It's cool. Life.
Speaking of picking songs, this next song we're going to play, what was it, Millionaire? It's cool.
Yeah.
Tony Quattro.
Yeah, the homie Tony Quattro. This is a release from my label called Main Course that I run with Neoteric and Bot, formerly of Crookers. All of our music is free on our site. We have a lot of really cool stuff coming up soon, so you can go check out all of our stuff at maincourse.me. A little plug there.
Yeah, I think you should plug it. Plug it. Keep plugging it.
I co-sign.
Main Course.
I co-sign pretty hard.
Oh, yeah. So one of our tracks that's coming out like in a few months is like Major Lazer's opening song.
Really?
They open with it. I'm pretty excited about it.
That's really exciting.
Yeah. It's pretty big.
All right, here it is. This is Millionaire Snacks.
Yes. Snacks is our like it's our download like free download edit series of like bootlegs and stuff.
I play this at the salon actually a lot.
Yeah. I've been playing this for like a year. It's like so tight. It's like one of my favorite tracks. Let's go.
What trap music is? Yeah.
How do you not know?
Yeah.
It's like
the biggest thing in the world right now.
It's ginormous.
But is it like broken down by like time and like a certain amount of beats per minute, like that kind of definition or no?
Kind of. I mean, like
got a general BPM range, but it's
okay. So like Gucci Mane.
Okay.
He's like trap rap, like
trap rap. Okay.
That's like trap music, but then like there's like EDM trap, which is like, it's like this the same aesthetic, but applying like electronic music like to like that like tempo and speed and like kind of vibe. So it's like kind of like tripped out, like throw your elbows up and dance kind of. I don't know. It's really hard to explain. Like, it's like good like strip club music. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
When a whole club is. There's a different feel if you're listening to it in your car versus a club packed full of sweaty dancing people, you know?
Yeah.
So it's pretty intense. I mean,
It's definitely time. It's fun. Yeah, like it's good for the club.
Yeah. Good club hits.
And then when you say untrapped, what do you do to it?
Oh, so untrapped, it's like my concept of taking trap, quote unquote, songs and flipping them into different genres. Like that one was like kind of like a Vogue ballroom kind of vibe, which is a whole nother obscure subgenre. But like, yeah, I also did that Diplo remix was initially for my Untrapped series.
Okay.
But like, they got picked up, so yeah.
Cool stuff, Mar.
Trying over here.
Yeah, just trying to live. Trying to fit in.
You can see the File Jerks tonight at the Alaskan 10 o'clock for some Swedish beats.
Swedish feelings.
Swedish feelings. Musical memories.
That's right. Musical. You guys will be making them.
Yeah.
Your premier source for memories.
Yeah. Tonight at the
Alaskan. Night to remember that you'll never forget.
A night to forget.
A night to forget, or not forget.
It's going to be fun, though. Tonight at the Alaskan, we're going to be playing crazy music at the Alaskan tonight for free from 10 to close.
Turning up very much until
we're going to turn up
late.
We're definitely going to turn up.
Probably get some double screwdrivers or something.
We're going to drink
like
some
the
Cosmos.
Old days. Cosmos.
Dirty Cosmos.
Vodka martini.
Good luck ordering one of those.
Shaken, not stirred.
Do they make Moscow mules at the Alaskan?
Do they have ginger beer?
I don't know.
Scotty, what's this next track I'm going to play on the way out?
Oh, man. You're good at this. It's a bootleg of Jesse Ware's Sweet Talk. Basically made it for the salon.
And when you say bootleg, what do you mean?
I basically took her song and sped it up and chopped it and added drums.
It's like an unofficial remix.
Yeah.
Basically. Remix. Okay.
Really unofficial.
Cool. All right.
But, yeah. Enjoy.
Check out the File Jerks tonight at the Alaskan 10 o'clock. It's going to be amazing. Here is some fun music from Shorthand.